Thanks, Rob. It's Download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. But coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m., our old buddy Matt Barron and his band Future Hits will be at City Lit Books in Logan Square. Matt has been on the program a number of times. Remember when we were singing you your homework?
Those are great nights.
You're making sure you didn't get that summer brain. We're tricking you. Matt Barron, a CPS teacher, is out with a new workbook. It's called the Songs for Learning Playbook. In it, Barron gives children a chance to sing along and secretly learn along with his music. It's a must-have for parents looking to augment language curriculum and to help teach English to non-English speaking kids. The music is aligned to teach social-emotional learning, spelling patterns, idioms, and more. It's family-friendly rock and roll, suitable for independent work.
I love that.
It's a nice little button, right?
Yeah. Matt Barron is in studio. Also the illustrator of Songs for Learning Playbook, Raleigh Coulter. Raleigh, Matt, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Justin.
Good to have you, Matt. Why the book? I mean, you've been in here and you've been playing these songs for Future Hits as a following. You've been doing this for a while. Why a workbook to go along with it?
The book's been an idea for a while. So ever since I started writing these songs in my first year of teaching, and now it's my eighth year, which is crazy to think about, I started writing these materials to go with the songs. And so people would ask me all the time, when are you going to put this into a book? When are you going to make this into a book? CDs are great, but people don't really want CDs so much anymore.
It's
so
absolutely true, because I will say I'm one of the people who, we'd come in and sing the homework when we did that. It was a great, you can find that on the website. It's so fun. But you would bring sheets with you, and it was all over the place,
exactly.
And a Xerox, and I'm like, I don't know let's just talk, man. I don't even know what this stuff is. So then I had a little deja vu looking in the book as it all kind of comes together as one here.
Yeah, it came together, and this book goes with our first record, which came out a few years ago now, but I figured I'd like to make a book and materials for all the songs that we do, so why not start with the first 10 songs from our first record? So basically, over the years, I've developed different materials, simple word searches, word scrambles, crossword puzzles, spelling words, and then we sort of augmented the lessons with some brain teasers and social-emotional learning. I'm a social-emotional learning teacher as well, so I decided that, hey, I might as well try and utilize my songs to teach that as well, sort of like reverse engineering, looking at the lyrics, saying, what is this teaching about, as opposed to the other way around. And I was able to find a lot of great themes in there that I develop these materials
to
go with.
Well, that's what's great about it is it is off of the music. I mean, I know a lot of the songs because you've played them here on the show, but to have now a chapter that's dedicated to any of the songs that are on the record, there's something great about it because it really does bring home the idea that the songs, yes, they are entertaining. Yes, they are, for a musical or an avid musical fan. But at the same time, the bottom line is you're teaching language.
Yeah, and that's the purpose of the book, is to teach, and we're calling it a playbook because what I've found is that kids who pick this book up, who might even be very proficient with the English language, they just love how it looks, thanks to Raleigh, our illustrator. They love the activities. It's a great way for families to bond together and do something that's off the screen. That is a big thing, of course, talking about ways to get people off the screen. So, yeah, it's just a nice combination of people that it can reach, and it's just been great. My favorite is when people see the book, they love the cover, they love the artwork, and then seeing relatives of mine who I gave early copies to at a family lunch or something, they would just pick it up, and I'm like, wow, they've been in the book for 45 minutes. That's pretty incredible. So that also made me just want to keep going.
I mean, they got the word scramble wrong, but still, they were in it for 45
Yeah, they didn't
minutes.
Know how to do that crossword puzzle. I was out there with my red pen. Come on.
Raleigh, let me bring you in here. As an illustrator, when you're working with a musician who's already put the songs together, talk about the process of what you're trying to bring out in the book when it comes to trying to grab the attention of the kids.
Yeah, well, Matt saw my first book on a shelf and then reached out to my publisher to get in contact with me to illustrate this book. And we met up and he explained his project, and it attracted me because it reminded me of the highlights magazines.
Right.
And then reading the book and listening to the audio and waiting for the chime to follow along. And as an artist, I'm someone who I need multiple ways to learn and to ingest curriculum. And he kind of just let me have my creative, I was unlimited creatively with this in a way. And he had a very articulated idea, very thoughtful worksheets, well thought out, and and he kind of just let me create these characters. Each chapter has kind of different characters. I think my favorite chapter is the travel chapter with the buffalo.
The family road trips.
So I'm like, of course I'm going to draw like a family of buffalo in a Volkswagen bus. Like,
yeah, of course. Of course.
Of course. And, you know, luckily Matt understood me and we clicked with our creative madness or whatever, and here we are today.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a break here, and when we come back, let's pick a song and let's go through the chapter. Right? Let's do
it. Sounds wonderful.
You know, I know the kids right now are like, no, more homework from the download, but
it's a playbook.
It's a playbook. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun tonight. It's the Songs for Learning playbook. Matt Barron and Future Hits, the band, are going to be at the City Lit Bookstore at City Lit Books in Logan Square Saturday at 2 p.m. Matt Barron and Raleigh Coulter, the illustrator for Songs for Learning Playbook, in studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 8:30, we've got the pregame for the Blackhawks. They are taking on the Vancouver Canucks tonight. Puck drops at 9 o'clock, but pregame starts at 8:30, so we'll have you. We'll put you in Chris Bowden's able hands coming up at 8:30. So, no, that's coming up in about 10 minutes. In studio with me tonight, Matt Barron of Future Hits. He's going to be at the City Lit Books in Logan Square. Are you performing or is it just a book signing?
Yeah, we're doing these book concerts. So it's a little in-store performance, myself on guitar and singing, and then Future Hits drummer extraordinaire Nick Cabot on drums. Raleigh will be there. We'll talk about the book, play some songs.
I love it.
Do some activities.
The book is called Songs for Learning Playbook, and it is a workbook, essentially, a playbook that goes along with Matt's music from Future Hits, and Matt is sort of our Downloads regular teacher, maybe in the way, with a teacher with a guitar, as he there has been on numerous times playing our homework, making sure our kids, the Download listeners,
no
do not get
tonight.
Brain drain or summer brain. So no homework tonight. Just talking about the playbook that he has put together. All right, so what I want to do here, just because I think it'd be fun for the listeners, is let's take a song, and then we can do the workbook out of it. So why don't we do this, Pete? If we can play the song Out in the Country, which is track 9, we'll go from there. So let's hear Out of the Country, Out in the Country.
City, I never saw stars so pretty or a raccoon's paw. A lawn so large, I wonder who built all these huge fences. It looks like a quilt. Out in the country, so much to learn. A lot like science plus a sunburn. Out in the country, it's like the law to work hard and chew hay in the jar. Up early, there's no time to draw. Yarn like crazy, drink juice from a straw. Off to build fences, there goes a hawk. It flies through the sky, I work and walk. Only in my dreams could I fly so high. All this tough work makes me claw and cry. Out in the country, so much to learn. A lot like science plus a sunburn. Out in the country, it's like the law to work hard. Hey, out in the country, so much to learn. A lot like science plus a sunburn. Out in the country, it's like a lot to work hard and chew hay in the jar.
All right, there we go. So that is Out in the Country from Future Hits. Matt Barron in studio. The playbook, this is the Songs for Learning playbook, which is out now. It has a chapter for Out in the Country. What is the theme? What's the literacy theme here, Matt, from the song?
First of all, I want to give Mark Greenberg a shout out. That was Mark Greenberg on harmonica and that hawk sound effect that gave us a kick in here. So the literacy theme or the spelling pattern is aw words. So okay. A-W, aw. So one of the teachers I was working with at the time said, hey, here are the words I'm working on for next week. Can you come up with a song to teach our students about this sound? And so if you're going through the playbook, you'll find those words that make the ah sound in this song. Do you see any, Justin?
I do. Let's see here. Law.
Mm-hmm.
Crawl.
Yes.
Hawk. Straw. Draw. I'm on it.
You're on it.
Nailed
yeah,
it.
You got this.
There's more, but you got the gist.
Yeah, you're above that kindergarten, first grade level there. That's
barely,
wonderful.
Barely.
And then the social emotional learning theme is to describe the ways that people are similar and different. So this song is actually semi-autobiographical because the first lyric, being from the city, I never saw a star so pretty or a raccoon's paw. Now, I was born in Chicago, and my grandma was born on a farm up in Minnesota. And so as a kid there, going up there, it was kind of a culture shock for me being around all the nature. So anyway, it's not an exact autobiographical thing. But
well, Matt, let me ask you, I mean, what's the sweet spot here? I mean, what are we talking about? What level of learning should we be at this point? You said that I'm above kindergarten, so thank you.
Exactly.
So we're talking about like first grade, second grade, third? What are
we talking
about?
Book is designed for general first and second grade classrooms. However, again, kids in kindergarten use it, just depending on what we're working on.
What
so
level, yeah.
Exactly. So that's why the book, we have these more fundamental type exercises with finding the right word, where there's a word bank and you fill it in with the lyrics, and then we move on to the brain teaser. So here's one.
Okay.
How is the farm work, Justin, the narrator does, quote, out in the country, related to what a student would learn in science class in school? So these are questions that would maybe make one's brain sweat a little bit.
Right.
And then we move on to social emotional sheets.
I'm glad you moved on.
Where people, I don't want to put you on the spot.
There was a moment there where fear kind of came over me. I'm like, I don't know if I know the answer to this one.
And the kids get to draw and write about different people that they know, and then they can kind of step back and see how they're similar and different from
Raleigh, what are you going for with the illustration and the out in the country song?
Oh, well, at the beginning of the chapter, I have like a nice little vignette of, you know, this different lyrics illustrated so that, and that's like how it's replicated in each chapter, is you can listen to the song and kind of try to find these symbols, you know, that
you can absolutely see the inspiration from highlights and the idea that these are, you got a hammer and a butterfly and a saw and a leaf and an apple and a juice box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, the idea of putting all those images give the listener and the child an opportunity to visualize what they're hearing.
Yeah. And also, you know, in the back where you have to put like drawing people that you know and putting them in frames and kind of stepping back and looking at, you know, also like where you came from and like what this song is about. And
Matt, let me ask. Christine in Bucktown's got a great she's got a good question for
great
you. She said, you know, you right now, the sweet spot of course being first, second, third grade, the social emotional learning, but do you see yourself getting outside of just that space? Like, could this be applied? Could you write music for Blase High School kids, for eighth graders, whatever it might be? Do you see yourself branching out beyond just teaching social emotional learning to children?
Great question, and thanks for the question, Christine. It's interesting that my job actually has me now teaching social emotional learning to sixth graders, so I don't necessarily use these exact lessons with them. However, I do occasionally play these songs for them, and we kind of delve in a little bit more deeply. And the kids just get, even though these songs, again, are more geared towards younger learners, these songs are a great springboard for conversations with older kids, and they just get a kick out of the fact that they're like, you wrote this song? So, yeah, it's funny that while it's definitely designed for that K-1-2-3 sweet spot age, they do translate to the older levels as well, and I'm finding that I actually love working with that age range, too. So
we'll see. So the show is at City Lit Books in Logan Square. It's at 2 o'clock. There'll be a little bit of playbook, but there'll be a lot of music. Future Hits is the band. Matt Barron is the guy behind the book and the band. Raleigh Coulter is the illustrator for Songs for Learning! Playbook. And the concept being a Future Hits album that you download and the opportunity to be able to work along in the book. Matt, great to see you. Raleigh, nice to meet you. And I want to know how it goes. And of course, when we get to the summer, we will we'll have a little bit more download homework. Sound good?
Thanks, Justin. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.